Hello, and welcome to Soul-Led Living, a podcast dedicated to helping you live your soul's true path so you can create the dream life you know you are meant to live. I'm Nikki Novo, your spiritual mentor, a fiery Latina, mom of three, and an advocate for living soul-led. You're here because you're meant to be here. So let's do this. It's the 2026 Business Predictions episode. I'm excited. It's not the year that the empire was erected, but it is the year that the empire was built. That is the theme of 2026. And I just feel like that is better than we have been in the last few years. So I'm really excited to send you some love and to give you a little bit of a look of what 2026 is going to look like for your business. So let's get into today's messages. Message number one. This made me laugh. Soft girl era and girl boss era find forgiveness. They find balance and they just make sense of each other. It's like there's been these competing energies over the last few years, like the girl boss era, which was like super hardcore and hustle, and then it moved into like soft girl era, which was like way too soft. And it was really just like overcompensating for what happened in the past. And it caused a lot of confusion within you is what it feels like to me. Like you're almost like, am I supposed to be hardcore? Am I supposed to just sit back? Like what am I supposed to do? And it kind of almost looks like in the past that guided your energy in a way that wasn't true to you. And now you're just like, I don't care how other people are doing their business or like what is in season or what's trending or hustle this or not hustle that or soft this or receive this. Like I'm just going to move at my own pace and I forgive myself and any advice or guidance that I got in the past. And I'm just going to let myself be me. Like there is this emotional cleansing that happens almost that leads you into next year, and you're so less guided by outside trends or even outside forecasting or like predictions. I'm like, I love it. I'm like delivering a predictions episode, but this is like about you moving at your own pace, at your own season, like what is true to you, and really using your own guidance system to discover what that pace is supposed to be. Yeah, and this is about pace because like we're gonna see you be able to find a consistent pace that works for you, and you couldn't find it because there was such a blurriness in the past. And I don't think that you could have gotten out of that blurriness any sooner than right now, but that really goes away, and the clarity truly comes from understanding yourself and betting on yourself and going at your own pace and just not looking outside of yourself anymore. So really exciting, but yeah, I love like the balance. There's a forgiveness piece here. So if you feel like you had a business and it didn't work out the way that you wanted to, or if you're mad at yourself for like how you dealt with your business the last few years, that there's an opportunity for like you to leave that like in a little bucket right at the end of 2025 so that you can go into 2026. Like don't need that. Don't need that shame or any like looking at the past. Really, if you need a little ceremony to forgive yourself and to forgive others as well, because I feel like some of this is like partners, coaches, I don't know, certain people, letting that go and moving into this next year and being yourself. Message number two, I'm feeling like there's a lot of new businesses or businesses that are having like a 2.0 version coming forward. So it feels like I was running a business like this and now I'm going to totally change like the way we do everything. Or also I had a business, took some time off, and now I'm starting a new business. I'm pivoting the business. There's like a few different ways, but it does really feel like a new beginning and it is quite ambitious and the best of ways. Like I mean ambitious in the best of ways. Ambition to me, the way I was understanding the energy of this word was it was quite focused. Like it's quite directional. Like it is, this is, it feels very confident. It feels like this is where I'm going to go. This is like what I'm going to do, or this is what I can see right now. But like I'm going to move forward. So it's really exciting. What I thought was funny about this message was that I was getting that some of this ambition and this kind of 2.0 whether it's a whole new business, a pivoting of a business, an expansion of a business, you're going to stop and ask yourself how a man would think about the business. I don't see you acting like the man, but I do see a new mindset and a new way of thinking that is much higher level than where you've been in the past. And I say man because this is something I have done in the past. They'll be like, okay, I have this problem. Like, what would a white rich man do, you know? Or even Benny was talking to like one of his friends the other day about this like project that they were going to invest in. And the friend gave this idea. And Benny was like, yeah, yeah, of course, because you're like a super rich man. Like, that's how you think. So it's kind of like borrowing somebody else's mindset that like you just, your experience, who you are, has not let you see the world like that. But you can always borrow somebody else's. Like, you can think of a wealthy person that you know, it doesn't have to be a man, but like it does feel like the person that is making decisions for you is you, obviously, but it's a mindset that you're borrowing from somewhere else to come up with like much creative ways of solving issues and just taking bigger leaps rather than doing things like a mom and pops, but really doing things more professional, more like a real business. Like, it's really like a real business mindset, which really excites me. Message number three, a creative idea is finally built. It feels like there's a creative risk here that is brought forward. I feel like there is a world that is built together. So, you know what I was thinking? I was thinking at like a media company or something where like media businesses will have a podcast and they'll have a newspaper and they'll have, you know, a distribution channel or something. Like, there's a lot of moving pieces, but it's still under a media company. So I saw like a building out of that. And like I said in the beginning of the episode, this isn't the year that, you know, the Eiffel Tower is fully up, but it's the year that the Eiffel Tower is coming to its end of its building stage. So there's a lot of building, and this feels like it's going to be built off of a creative vision and of a creative idea. So if you're a creative person and you like things to look beautiful, but you don't always know how things are monetized, let's say, I would build out your creative vision and like take a break from the money. So for example, like let's say you're going to write a novel and you are going to like build out all the characters and the scenery. That creative risk, I call it a risk because it feels like I'm going to take a break from thinking about money, and I'm actually going to create this vision that I have and like what I want it to look like, even though I might not have money coming in, or I don't even know where I'm going to get the money to build this thing. But this creative risk is very important down the line. It is about creating a world. So think about Disney World. Go to Disney World if you have to. Like, nothing impresses me more when I go to one of those worlds. Like, I was just at Epic Universe and we went to the Mario Brothers world, but we were also at the Harry Potter world. I'm like, what in the world when I saw all those things? And it really just makes you think that like somebody had this in their mind at some point. Like, this was just somebody's idea and it turned into something. So to get help bringing your creative vision to life, right? Doesn't mean you're supposed to do all of it, because there's just no way that we can do all the things. But to take some creative risk, because this pays off. You know what's interesting about this creative risk too? It feels like it gets attention. I was listening to Kim Kardashian talk on Masterclass. I have that app, Masterclass. And she's so smart. Like, I don't care what we think about her, but I'm like, dude, when this lady talks, I'm like, of course. Like, you think she's not, but everything is like very strategic. And she was talking about some like, I don't know what you would even call them, like publicity stunts, I guess. And of course, I knew this. Like, I used to work on publicity stunts, but I forgot about this. And she was talking about like how they would invest in these like different publicity stunts that like literally were not going to make them any money, but would get talked about so much. Like, she was talking about some products that they would roll out that like they're not going to sell a bunch of them, but they know they're going to get press for them and that they're going to get buzz around them, and that is worth it. So it's like this creative, silly, kooky idea that is worth putting it out there because it is rewarded. And in her case, like rewarded like through media and through buzz. And that's part of her genius, right? So I don't know if that's exactly how it works for you, but it just feels like there is worth and value in your creative vision and building these components, even if you can't yet see how it's going to bring money. And it's okay to start bringing that to life. 2026 is a big year of deals, collaborations, agents, managers, sales reps. It's just people that are working with you and that you are working with. I'm seeing like influencer deals. Like, I've signed up to distribute my book with these people. I've decided to send my videos out with these people. I'm very much collaborating with these people. And listen, like, I am somebody that just does a lot, just me and my team. And the other day I was trying to get into these videos that Uscreen, which is like the people that I use buy my app from. And it's a software company, and they have all these videos that are like training you and all this. And I sat there and I was watching them, and then I realized they had like coaching calls and all this stuff. And they really try to teach their customers to be collaborators with them. Like, yeah, you're using our software, but we're not going to just like send you off into the wolves. Like, come collaborate, like come talk to us. Like, let's work together to help you be successful. That is not my regular go-to. Like, I'm a kind of like figure it out DIY kind of girl, which obviously is getting me somewhere much slower than the person that is hardcore collaborating. And I was sitting there and I was like, yeah, these people want me to be successful. Like, I'm going to collaborate with them as much as they collaborate with me. Like, I'm going to go all in there and let's see what happens from that. And that's what this feels like. No more like lone wolf vibes. You know, like, this is very much teamwork makes the dream work. And I don't see like your team. I see more like these people that you have a common goal with. My husband is just got this really cool project that he's excited about. And Benny is such an Aquarius. So like, he doesn't know how to do things alone. On the contrary, he's always doing things like with other people and groups, and he's so good at it. And it just always works out for him. And of course, the minute he got this exciting opportunity, he called his collaborators. Like, he knew exactly who he needed to work with to make this happen. And that's this year's vibe for sure. I mean, we are in Aquarius era. That's normal. But also agents, managers, I feel like some of you are excited about that because I feel like some of you didn't know that was possible for you. It's so there's going to be like people that are talents that get like that opposite, like that management kind of energy that helps the talent. So I see some of that. I see also like you selling things for somebody else that helps you out. Just like, oh, I really love this person's product. Like, let's make a long-term commitment. Like, I'm going to sell your product all this year. And that really works out for you. So these collaborations pay off long-term. It's important to go all in with them, like to really work with these people. Even if you, again, if there's not this huge, you know, monetary kind of result, but it is ultimately leading to something bigger than you. It's going to expand your influence. It's going to help you get somewhere that you can't get on your own. For example, I typically self-publish my books, but I know that this year there's going to be a new book that comes out, and I'm not going to do it alone this time. Like, I'm going to seek out that help, even if it takes me longer, because usually I self-publish just because it's faster. But this is like about working with people, even if, you know, and in my case, right, like if you think about it, like self-publishing, I make more money because I keep most of the money, where when you go and you work with an agent and a publishing deal, like it's a lot less. But there's, in this case, it really just looks like it's worth it for you to collaborate, even if maybe if you do the spreadsheet, it doesn't look like it's worth it. Does that make sense? So definitely look for help, obviously the right help, use your intuition, and just, it feels like it's two experts coming together. So like, I'm an expert, this is my lane, and you're an expert in this, this is your lane. That might also be like teamwork, like the people you work with on your team. Recently, Kat got promoted. She's no longer my assistant. She's been promoted to the head of operations, which I'm so excited. But that also means that we're redefining her role and really splitting kind of like some of the things that maybe I used to do and handing it over to her. And we had this conversation recently that was like, okay, you are good at this, you do this. I'm good at this, I will do this. Like, we are not going to cross over on each other's jobs, but together, like, we're gonna make this thing happen. So it is some sort of very strong collaboration where it really supports both people, not just you, but the other person is also getting something out of this. Message number 5, we are building something this year. So while you might want this to be the year of fast money or like money right away, it is more about building a sustainable structure, something that really is going to last a long time, and then letting money easily flow into that. So you want to be cautious of fast money and actually instead really think about building something that is bigger than you, that is sustainable, that is going to give you a nice lifestyle, right? Like my sense that some of you may even be expanding your business into something that is more sustainable, right? Like maybe you have been a practitioner and you're realizing that like if you maybe write a book, you can expand your audience and make money on something else. You might have closed down a business that just wasn't going to get you to that ultimate scale that you wanted. And then now with that knowledge, you're going to create something that is much more scalable, much more sustainable. So this really is a year of building. So spend some time thinking about a structure that works. Invest in building something. So something that is going to last, something that you would like. It also feels like think about how you want to work and like if it matches your lifestyle. It's not like there's one idea that's better than the other. There's just like something that you can keep up with more than the other. Like that's really what it is, like something yet, you know, that you can keep up with. Sometimes too, when we're building years are harder. You might even work more than you ultimately want to, but it's because you're building something that will give you rest later, you know? So like if you find yourself working a little bit more this year and you're like, what? I thought that like this doesn't really, you know, go with like my ultimate vision. It does make me feel like it's like you're setting yourself up for rest and for like greater profit margins, really. So there's about like building smarter, basically. Where I feel like you didn't come from that before and something that can stick. What's cool about building year is that it looks like new money comes in, which is really nice. Like money from other departments that weren't coming before or like ideas that weren't flowing before. Like it really looks like we see the beginning stages of money coming from a new funnel, which is just really going to be exciting that you're like, oh my gosh, before there was like, I was only making money these two ways. And now there's like money coming from somewhere else. So it really just looks like the new structure really starts to show you that it can take on more money. It might not be like exactly all the money that you want, but it's going to show you I'm a strong funnel, which is really exciting. But with that, some of you are in different building stages. It like really depends like what stage of building you're in. But for those of you who are in a very new place in building, you may still have to depend on money from somewhere else. So it makes me feel like you may be depending on an old job or like a job that you want to get out of, maybe a partner that you're like, oh, like I would love to make my own money. So just like don't get frustrated with yourself there and don't have don't be hard on yourself. And also just because you're trying to get out of that, like don't pick something again that is fast money. Like see if there's a way to rework how you see about the thing that you're dependent on, you know, like if you're still dependent on a job or you're still dependent on a partner or like something in the business that you want to move out of, see if you can like rework your mindset around it so that you can build this new build and this new structure the way you really want to and without this pressure of it needing to make money like absolutely right now. I see it making money. It's just not, maybe it's like just not as fast as you want. But it does feel like there might be little distractions, like golden distractions, you know, that you're like, oh, I can say yes to this. And like, don't, like, you're really going to have to say no to things, be okay with like the other place that money is coming from, and instead like build what you know is going to last. I mean, this is like legacy stuff, guys. Like this feels like handing it down to my kids kind of stuff. Like this is like meant, it's like the equivalent of like, I don't know, the Wrangler jeans, like, you can buy it vintage 25 years from now. So that's very different than throwing something together, you know, for this month to like make money right now. Like that is just not worth your time this year. Really focus on what wants to be built through you. So of course, after I got that message, I was like, well, where does money come from? Because if you're talking about like this thing that we're building and it's not going to be like all the money, but there is still an increase in money and they're still looking at money and wanting more money is still important and you're still going to be met with that. But it's almost like you haven't fully grasped how money comes to you. And the hint that I got was that money is coming from how you value your presence. Because, you know, even in Tuesday's episode where I was talking about like manufacturing and like, that's where like, you know, global economy money, like I'm going to assume that like most of us are not in that industry. I was kind of feeling like everybody here does some sort of healing work, even if you're a realtor or you're a hairdresser. Like, you are putting this new healing energy out into the world. Like, you are creating the new earth with this new cleansing, clear, almost like crystal energy out there in all sorts of different ways, right? Like, some of you are doing it through things that you sell or books or whatever, physical things. But overall, that is the vibe. And you have to understand that you are just putting your presence into an item. And it's like you're putting your energy, your frequency into an item, whether it's a Substack, whether it's a podcast, whether it's a, I don't know, a stuffed animal. Like, you are putting your frequency, and your frequency at the end of the day is actually what you're monetizing. And I don't even want to say monetizing, because it's like you're going to receive for your frequency, but only if you value your frequency. So, because some of you, of course, are going to be like doing service-based industries, and you're going to be like, oh, I am giving the service, I'm collecting for that service, but it's so much more than that. So it's like you can't even look at like, well, so-and-so charges this much for that service, so I'm going to charge the same for that service. You might charge the same, but you might charge more, because you're going to think about the frequency that you're putting out. And those of us who are valuing our own frequency are the ones that are going to receive more. And that's where money comes from. So this is a little bit intangible for me. I'll definitely think about making things in Clarity App for you guys on this one, because I feel like we need a little bit more here. But it's just like a hint that I'm getting, if that makes sense. So how can you increase and the worthiness in your own presence? Like, and it's really just the way you see it, right? What are the things that we can do to feel better about our own presence? And some that are coming to mind is just like, you know, when somebody says, thank you so much, you helped me so much, or this was so beautiful, or blah, 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 to understand that that's truth, you know, like to let yourself take that in, like receive the compliment, embody it, like let it go into your body. It also makes me feel like you need to see beyond, and you might be like, you don't want the customer that just like wants a haircut, right? Let's say it's like you want the customer that understands they're coming to you for you and for your vibe. I get my hair extensions from somebody who I know energetically like gives me a lot of hype and gives me a lot of beauty. Like, I don't know, I've never stood her next to like, she's very talented. I'd have never stood her next to, I don't know, like an LA stylist. I don't need a technical hairstylist that is, I don't know, going to be amazing. I just know that like her energy actually expands me, and that's why I work with her. So I'll pay her whatever she's charging me, right? So it's something like that. Like, when you see that it's not the haircut, but it's your frequency, that's where you build your wealth, and that's where you build more money coming to you. And I think that's also going to help you with what you offer and your services, because you might accidentally overcomplicate what you're offering, because you might think like people need more things or more stuff. But there is a simplicity, like you can give the bare minimum or something very simple and still be worthy of receiving for that. So that's where money comes from this year. Okay, and in message number 7, I wanted to do something that I've been doing in my year ahead business readings, where is I take a quick look at the quarters to see like what we can expect. So, all right, so quarter 1, right? January, February, March. It feels like you're getting your ducks in a row. So you are organizing. I think it's the beginning of structure. It is the beginning of you do this, I do this. We put this here, maybe, you know, just kind of cleaning house, organizing the room. Maybe you're organizing a physical space. Maybe you are organizing your folders on your computer, or you're setting out your offerings. Like, there's just this organization that happens where we can receive a lot of people, because like, look how organized we are. I say we because pretty much everybody here needs some help. Like, I don't think there's anybody that's listening that is supposed to be doing it alone. So just keep that in mind. Quarter 2, I got like, now you're telling people about your ducks, you know? So it's kind of like, okay, let's put all these like little ducks that like perform, and like, let's make them look cute, and let's put them in the row here and make them look presentable. And then quarter 2 is like, let me tell you about my ducks. So there is a lot of conversation and happening this year. Like when I was looking at that like collaboration message that we were getting, I was like, oh my gosh, I see so many of you like talking like kind of door-to-door salesman a little bit, but like in the best of ways, like almost where you're going to events and you're networking and you're speaking to people and you're having conversations, like real conversations about what you're pitching, what you're excited about, like just being your own promoter in many ways, whether that is digitally or in person, but I saw a lot of it in person. So quarter two is a lot of that. Like it looks like I'm spreading the word. Maybe I had this idea for baking muffins and now I'm like actually at a market and I'm selling them there. Or maybe I popped up at like such and such store, or I am trying to set a deal with such and such store so I can pop up in their store in the summer. Like there's just moving and shaking. And this could also be PR, you know, that you're like pitching yourself to get on podcasts or you're, but this feels like, let's make some noise. Like I, you know, I'm a publicist by trade. That's what I studied, but I feel like beyond that, it makes me feel like come up with some good ideas, like get creative, like go outside, just like the pitching, that's not as boring or something. Like it's just not going to get you as far as just like making some noise and doing some fun things with other people that want to do fun things. So there's a lot of that happening in quarter two. Quarter three, I put hitting the pavement, getting your hands dirty, showing people what you can do. So this feels like I'm presenting my talent. For, you know, what's like coming to me is like, sometimes when you want an opportunity, like let's say you want to be a meditation instructor for a really big fitness app or something. Like maybe you want to be on Peloton. You would have to audition for that and you would like make a reel almost, you know, you would show them like different videos of you doing meditations and you would present them. Back in the day, they would call it like a sizzle reel. I don't know if they still call it that, but anyways, there's some of that happening. There's like auditioning, or maybe it's like a, you know, like a book, you're trying to get a book deal and you're putting out your, you're like showing people what you can do. So a book proposal, you're pitching, you're proposing, you're showing, maybe you have like a little invention and you're showing people how it works. It feels very, a little exhausting to be honest, like it feels like you're going out and you're like really going after what you want, which is really beautiful. You're talking to crowds. You're not like forcing it. It feels like you're getting invited and you're excited about these conversations, but you're putting like your muscle into it, you know, like you're putting like elbow grease into it. You are getting your hands dirty. You know, what's interesting is that like when you were thinking about running this business, sometimes there's this idea of like who the boss is and like what the CEO does, or even like what the talent does. And there's something about this year that you realize that the CEO, the talent, like she gets her hands dirty. That's not usually the story that's told, but most stars start off like that or still do that. I'm thinking about Sarah Blakely of Spanx. If you've heard her talk, she always talks about the beginning years that she would go to Nordstrom, to every single Nordstrom, and she would make sure that like her packaging looked good. She would try to sell people at Nordstrom, like very, very hands-on, that you wouldn't think the CEO of a big company is doing that, but that's what they're doing. Or like a talent, I'm really into this like old show right now called Nashville. Have you guys seen it? I don't know why. I'm like literally on like season three. Like I've really gotten into it for some reason. But it's really interesting to see how the singers, like how gritty they are, you know, like that you think, oh, even these singers at like Phillips stadiums, but they're so gritty in like what they do in the day-to-day basis. So there's something kind of gritty about quarter three, which is the summertime for us, at least in the US. And it feels a little tiring. So you'll have to kind of, you know, manage your calendar and make sure, but like it's your opportunity to shine. And it may seem a little grittier than what you thought shining was going to look like. That's what it feels like. It's almost like, wait, I thought that, like if I had this thing, it's like looks very shiny on the outside, but then you realize it's like very gritty work. But this gritty work is just a season and pays off majorly. Quarter four, closing deals. I see some of you even like closing on a space, closing on a warehouse. Like almost just reaping the benefits of like what happened that year. And you know, you might start off the year trying to get that contract, but it does feel like it might even take like the full year to get it. So, you know, like, or it takes, you know, about 9 months to get there, but there's a closing that happens in quarter four that really sets you up. 2027 is the year, guys. Like it's kind of like the unveiling of like what has been built. So it's funny, I kept wanting to call today's message is 2027 because I can see the excitement of 2027. I'm like, but we can't get there until we do 2026. So it's a gritty year. You know, 2026 is a hard work, but the hard work that I made for myself, like that I'm confident in what I'm building. So I'm happy to do the hard work here. It's not hard work for the sake of hard work. It's like, it's not hard work from survival anymore. You know, like that confused survival energy, like that was 2024, 2025. 2026 is like just, it's a mature hard work, and I'm putting hard work, but like to something that I'm passionate about and that I know that's going to work and that I can trust the structures, that I'm both a visionary, but I'm also grounded in what's happening. And at the end of the year, like I can see what 2027 is going to bring. Like it almost looks like, oh, like I'm seeing those little first few flowers like pop out of the soil. Like I'm really seeing, it's like the trailer to 2027 is like what we see towards the end of 2026. So super exciting, guys. Don't say I didn't warn you about the hard work that's coming your way, but the best of hard work. And I'm so excited to do this with you, alongside you. We're actually introducing a whole business section in the Clarity app. So I'm excited to guide all of our businesses this year so that we can, yeah, just reap the benefits and grow something beautiful that is going to change our lives, our family lives, and also the world. So happy 2026. Sending you so much love. I love you much, and I will see you in the new year. And friends, just a reminder, this will be our last content for 2025. There will not be any Monday readings or any podcasts for the next 2 weeks because myself and my team, we take 2 weeks off because God knows we all need it. It takes a lot to make all this creative content that we all make. It's the whole team that puts it together, and I like to give my team and myself a rest. So thank you so much for all the support this year. It has been such a blast with all you guys. We love making every single piece that we make, and I'm just looking forward to all the beautiful things for next year. Sending you much love and happy new year. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you have a sec, I would so appreciate it if you would leave me a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews are so helpful. And if you're ready to start living your soul-led life, pick up my latest book, Soul-Led Living, available on Amazon. Until next time, love you much.